Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills. That draws us to.
Together for good, to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called. I have not seen nor heard, nor have they entered the heart of a man, the things God has prepared for those who love Him. You must love the Lord. Give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord, because it's the greatest commandment a child of God. You must love the Lord. Give Him your very heart. You must love the Lord, my child. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I've set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, I'll answer Him, I'll be with Him in trouble. I'll deliver Him, I will honor Him. You must love the Lord. Give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord, because it's the greatest commandment a child of God. You must love the Lord. Give Him your very heart. You must love the Lord. Show.
you love him, show that you love him. You must love the Lord, yeah. Tell him you love him, show that you love him. You must love him. Tell him you love him, show that you love him. Say that you love him. You must love the Lord. Whoa, show you love him. Whoa.
Now, I want to share with you. This is the preaching. All right. Now, I want to share with you about greatness. To be great means to be wonderful. This is a dictionary. First rate. Very good. So we had a great time. Means we had a wonderful, first rate, and very good time. Is it not wonderful? All right. And then to be great, which is you, means to be unusual or considerable in degree, power, and intensity. So when you say great pain, it's unusual pain or a pain of a high degree. Please, you can sit anywhere. If you just quickly sit down, you can sit anywhere. Where you can see me best, choose the best place. You don't have to sit on the side. You don't have to sit at the back. You don't have to sit any. Just sit where you feel like. Sit with your friends. If you don't have a friend, you have a friend tonight. Amen. So you are going to be an unusually blessed person. All right? Now, great means notable or remarkable, exceptionally outstanding. So when you say it was a great occasion, it's a remarkable, outstanding occasion. Is it nice? Then, to be great means to be important. You'll be very important in the coming year. Highly significant or consequential. Great issues. To be distinguished. If you are a great inventor, a great pianist like Danny Boy, then you are distinguished and notable. You'll be notable in the coming year. All right? Then it means to be the chief or the principal or the main thing. So you say the great hall is the chief hall, the main hall. You'll be a very main person in the coming year. All right? Then, it means to have extraordinary powers. Yeah. Having unusual merit. Very admirable. So when he said he was a great statesman. A great statesman. Do you see? Or a great musician. That means he had extraordinary powers. You can sit anywhere you want. Feel free. Anywhere at all. We even have upstairs, but don't go upstairs. All right? Are you excited tonight?
Yeah.
Now, so greatness is something that we don't usually talk about. And it's almost like if you say it, you are saying something unscriptural. But God's word is littered with promises of greatness. Amen. And this greatness is what God is bestowing upon you in this church tonight. Amen. And for which I'm going to lay hands on you, on everybody here tonight. You are going to receive the anointing oil on your head. I hope we have anointing oil. You have it. I can see boxes. All right. Now, so this is greatness from the point of view of the dictionary, what it means. Now, when you read the Bible, you find out greatness is a biblical concept. The concept of being great, which means to be remarkable, to be outstanding, to be unusual, to be having extraordinary powers, to be distinguished, is something in the Bible. Now, the people who were promised greatness are people who are your friends or related to you somehow. Are you with me? Yes. And that's amazing. That's what excites me most about greatness, because I never saw myself as someone who has been promised to be great. I don't see, thou Christian, thou shalt be great. I don't see that in the Bible. But I see now something, a great promise from God for you. Because the people who were promised to be great, they look distant, but suddenly they become near. Jesus was destined for greatness. He was promised greatness. Luke 1:32. He says, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. That is, those words I will say, extraordinary. That's Jesus. And Jesus in Hebrews 2:11 is not ashamed to call us his brothers. The brother of a goat is a goat. The brother of a crocodile is a crocodile. If you went to the riverside and you saw a crocodile, you know, they eat crocodile meat. It's eating, the tail is the part that is eating. The rest is too hard. The tail is the only part you can eat. It's the only part you can chew. It's white meat like chicken. Yeah. When you go for your honeymoon in Zimbabwe or Zambia, you have crocodile. Now, when they go hunting for crocodiles and they see one, and then another one comes to pass, oh, that's the brother, isn't it? One swims by, then another crocodile swims by. So that's the brother. The brother of the crocodile is not a dog. If you see a cat going by, so that's the brother of the crocodile. No. Hebrews 2:11 says, Jesus is not ashamed to call us his brethren. So if Jesus was prophesied that he would be great, wow, then there's good news for modern man. Amen. Abraham was promised greatness. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee, Genesis 12, verse 2. And I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Okay? So, you see here, no other person than Abraham. And in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone that hangs on a tree. Verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham, that was, we just read in Genesis 12, verse 2, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That's the Ghanaians. Ghanaians who have just voted in the year 2016. The blessings might come on the Gentiles, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So, amazingly, we seem also to be connected to Abraham. Yeah. And this is the first person that God started to work with. He said, I'll make you great. So anybody God chooses to work with, he tends to turn the person into a great person. Amen. Amen. Now, the next fellow who was promised greatness was no other than Abraham's son. Remember, Abraham struggled to have children. Yeah. So in Genesis 26, you know, Isaac is the one who has a very short history. But his greatness is found. If you read Genesis 26, let's say verse 12. It says there was a famine in the land. And then Isaac sowed. First of all, in verse 1, God told him, don't go to where everybody is going. There was a famine. All right? And Isaac sowed in the land. No, continue from verse 1, please. I do my own work. And the Lord appeared to him and said, don't go down to Egypt. Don't do what everybody is doing. I'm going to bless you. Okay? So in the year 2017, you don't have to do what everybody is doing. Okay? Now in verse 12. Then Isaac stayed in the country that God told him to stay in. Because your blessing does not depend on the country you are living in. It depends on God. So Isaac stayed in the land and sowed in the land. And that same year, he received 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Okay? Now, notice the next verse. I'm talking about greatness. And I'm sharing with you from the Bible, the Christian Bible. Now, this man whom God blessed, the man works great. You see, the word great, notice, great. He works. Works is an old English word for growing. He grew, became great. So the man works great. That's going to be your story next year. Next year is just 1 hour and some minutes away. And then he went forward. Anyone who is standing still in 2016, you start moving forward in 2017. Whatever has held your legs with chains, the chains are broken tonight. Now, the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. So it's like the greatness seems to be the main thing. Becoming great seems to be very important to God. Went forward and grew until he was not just great. Oh, this one, Isaac, is taking it to World Cup now. He took the greatness to a very high level. And he became very great. Are you still here? I want you to listen, oh, everybody, no matter where you are sitting, please. Try hard to receive something for yourself. Just personalize the whole service. Don't think about people. Oh. Personalize it. It's for you. And if you are sitting at a place you don't like, you can get up and move. Lady in the red over there, are you okay there? You can move. I see one or two chairs here. We got 5,000 chairs in this room tonight. Yeah. So there's a lot of space. Now notice. Now notice verse 14. Now the man, for he had possessions of flocks. Isaac is the first Israelite who began to manifest prosperity, but not children. He didn't have a lot of children. He's the first person who began to manifest prosperity. And that this great word was put into him. Yeah. He had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds. Huh? And then a great store of servants. Not children. He didn't have much children. If you remember, he also struggled to have children. Because you see, God has his blessings in different ways. Let's say you are growing in life. A time comes where you grow, you don't grow tall, you grow wide. But it's growth. So you may not be growing in this direction, but you may be growing in this direction. So the blessing was coming in different direction this time. It's Jacob. You see, when Jacob was dying, he had more. He didn't have so much finance, if you remember. He suffered from a famine to the point that he had to travel to go and beg for food. But for children, from Reuben to Judah to Asher to Naphtali to all those children were his children. Hey. And he added two of Joseph's children. He said, you are also my children. It's like he wasn't satisfied with the ones that he had. He was adding more. You have many children in Jesus' name. And the Philistines envied him. Instead of you sitting in the congregation and making snide remarks about somebody's wedding dress as he's passing through, your days of making funny comments about people's cars and people's lives are over. People are now going to be making comments about you. Amen. The Philistines envied him. So this Isaac was taking the greatness into World Cup levels. He is a very seriously great person. Are you there? So, greatness is something that God believes in. Then, in Luke 22, we see something in verse 26. But you shall not be so. He that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. And he that is chief, as he that doth serve. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Yes. So, you see that greatness is also something that is promised And that is achievable. And it's showing us that through humility, you can become the chief or the great one. Hallelujah. How many want to be great? All right. Yes. And God is going to do it in your life. Amen. So, I want the word great. 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 I want it to be in your heart. Amen. Because that is what God wants to do in your life in the coming year. Great. Remarkable. Outstanding. Wonderful. Extra. Distinguished. That's going to be your story. In the name of Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet, everyone. Lift your hands and ask the Lord for Him to bless you and help you to be great in His eyes in the coming year. Father, we thank you for the blessing of your holy word. What a blessing we have received today. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Thanks for the blessing of your holy word. The mighty name of Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you thanks. Thank you for this great blessing that is released in our lives today. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated again. Please feel free to move to sit anywhere that is more comfortable for you. All over, you can see from any angle. All right? Sit where you want. Don't squeeze yourself too much into a place where you are not comfortable. The place is hot. The air conditioners are on their way. They are not yet here, but they will come. Amen. You even have to bring your cardigan. Those of you who have never been to winter zones, you are going to learn how winter is when you come to church. Wow. Now, all the people who were great have links to us. Do you see? Abraham has links to us. I showed you in Galatians. What's his name? Jesus has links to us, isn't it? Now, even Isaac has some amazing links to us. Yeah. Look at Galatians chapter 4. And look at verse 28. Now, even Isaac, look at this verse. It says, we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise, of the promise. We, brethren, as Isaac was, remember that he was great, became great, very great. And he says here, we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. So we are as Isaac was. So as Isaac was great, becoming great, very great, all these things, we are as Isaac was. Just like Isaac, children of a wonderful promise. Hallelujah. Now, there is one person for tonight as we go into the new year that I want to bring to your attention, whom God made great. I haven't yet mentioned his name. Because a lot of people had this promise. And today, that promise is going to be imparted to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Greatness has its roots in blessings. That's why I want to pray for you and bless you, all the children. Me, I know. You see, some people think I'm crazy. I've left grown-ups who have cars, who have iron rods, they have money, they have phones, and I've come to be pastor of children who walk to church. Uh-huh. They don't have phones, they don't have credit. Even when they have the phone, they don't have the credit. Out of data, out of credit, out of everything. But I know your future. So one day somebody is going to ask me, where do you get all these people from? Yeah, how do you get all these great people? Yeah. I have about 36 medical doctors who work for me full-time ministry. Yes. Oh, medical doctor. And you turn your left or right, you see this person is a doctor. Full-time. Yes. Amazing. So, I'm prophesying to you a greatness. Now, there's one person that I haven't really mentioned. And he's the one I'm very interested in tonight. And that's John the Baptist. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Now, in the days of Herod, there was a priest named Zacharias in verse 5, all right, and his wife. And they were both righteous, verse 6. Verse 7, they had no child. Verse 8, it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom, verse 11, that there appeared an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar. As you do the work of God, the angel of the Lord will appear to you. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled. And the angel said to him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." Wow. Amen. Thou shalt call his name John. Verse 14. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Wow. Verse 15. For he shall be great. John, you see, it's not only Jesus. Those of you who think that greatness is like maybe we are taking something from God and we are trying to make ourselves God. No, please. Don't be angry if you are stressed. I don't know why you came here. Don't have bad thoughts. All right? He shall be great. John the Baptist. Not God. Not Jesus. It's John the Baptist. And he shall neither drink wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Amen. Is that not amazing? And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Amen. And Zechariah said, how can I know this? For I'm an old man and my wife is also old. Well, the angel answered, I'm Gabriel, that stands in the presence of God, and I'm sent to speak to thee and to show these glad tidings. You see, some questions when you ask, you are showing you don't believe. The question itself is legally okay, but it has a spirit. You see, that how can these things be? It's like, be serious. Like in your prophecies, be serious. Don't say preposterous things. That can never happen. This was not Mary's attitude when the angel came to her. You see, when you read on, you see the angel, he said, be it done unto me as you say. You know, let it be done to your handmaid. But this one was saying, look, be serious when you are prophesying. Don't say imaginary things. All right? Now, how does John the Baptist have to do with us? Okay, how are we linked to John the Baptist? Well, Jesus linked us to John the Baptist. In Matthew 11, verse 11, we see the link between every believer and John the Baptist. It says, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Nobody is greater than John the Baptist. Now, John the Baptist is the greatest prophet and man up to now. Okay? Are you still here? Are you with me? Step by step, isn't it? Notwithstanding means, however, but, he that is least in the kingdom, which you can join the list if you want, is greater than he, John the Baptist. John the Baptist, who was prophesied that he would be great. He that is in the kingdom, the least of us, the serial fornicator, the serial liar, the serial failure, the serial mistake maker, the least is greater than John the Baptist. And Jesus said of John the Baptist, he shall be great. Let it soak in. I said, let it soak into you, because what I'm saying, you cannot receive it with your logic. Because you don't feel great. Do you feel great? We don't feel great. And the Bible is saying that you are greater than John the Baptist. Even there are people who are lower than you in the kingdom, and that person is higher than John the Baptist. So let it soak in. There are things we are not supposed to understand. John 1:12. As many as received, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe, not understood. There is no understanding here. He said, as many as understood it, or as many as could explain it, as many as received. So you must be able to say, I receive it. Hey, I believe it. Woo. So when the angel came to see John the Baptist, mother and father, who was being cheeky, he was prophesying greatness. And he was also asking questions with his thinking. How can it be I am an old man? Old man means that certain hormones levels are lower. And certain organs are no more functioning at the peak level that they were functioning before. Hey! There are children here, so I can't go further. Hydraulics. You see, when a plane is flying and the hydraulics are not working, it can't continue flying. Very dangerous. Pray that you never be in a plane that the hydraulics will not work. What does the hydraulics do? When you look at a plane, can you see me still? Yeah. When you look at an aeroplane, you ask yourself, when it's going on the runway, at a point, it goes up like this. It's from the tail. The tail goes down and the plane goes up. And that going down is the hydraulics that move things. And when it's landing, the wings become bigger like a bird. And the hydraulics move the wings out. They become wider. Like a bed. They mimic the bed. So it's like a metal bed. All those movements and expansions, they are all hydraulics. So at a certain stage, the human hydraulics are not working. Hey! He said, as many as received. Do you receive it tonight? Do you receive it tonight? Do you believe it tonight? So John the Baptist was going to be great. Don't understand it. Believe it. Don't understand it. Receive it. Hallelujah. Wonderful. So the greatness of John the Baptist is your destiny. Amen. Now, very important as we get nearer to the new year. A few minutes now. We are getting into the last hour. In this last hour, you must get the master keys of John the Baptist. Those of you standing at the back, look, there are a lot of spaces here. Feel free to come all the way around, okay? Come all the way, please. Or here. Anywhere you want. All right? Now, the greatness of John the Baptist is your destiny. It says, why will he be great? He shall be great because he shall neither drink wine nor strong drink at all. As we go in to the new year, your life will be like the life of John the Baptist. Follow peace with all men and a holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, he shall be great because he shall not drink wine nor strong drink. The word is for. For he shall be great and shall neither drink. He's going to be great in God's sight. So, I want you to know, you know, that what you are able to abstain from in your life is part of your credentials. What you are able to abstain from is part of your credentials as to who you are. Yes. In both the case of John the Baptist and the case of Mary, they both abstained from certain things. Mary abstained from sex, and the angel came to her in the year 2017. Huh? All of you who are not married, your sexual organs are placed on suspension till further notice. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You are going to be like John the Baptist, where you will say that no drink, no wine, no strong drink, no cigarette, no jot, no weed, no sex, no pornography, no masturbation. Neither strong drink nor wine. This is the greatness of John the Baptist. He shall be great. Young people, are you with me? Yeah. It's part of your credentials as to who you are. You may not know. You see, the Bible says follow peace and holiness. Now, holiness is not not having sex. Because we sing a song to God. Holy, 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 Lord God. It doesn't mean you don't have sex, oh God, you don't have sex, oh God, you don't have sex, oh God. That's not what it means. Holiness, look, listen to the meaning of holy. If you check the dictionary, holy means to be special because you have been set aside for something special. So God is very special. And you too are becoming very special. And in your specialness, there will always be certain things which you are dried off. Say dry. Say dry. Say dry it out. Yes. Listen, if you don't listen to me, not only may you not be great, but you may become very small. So, hearken to my voice, because God's greatness is determined on you. You see, you cannot be young forever. You can only be young for a while. This monthly period you are having, it's going to stop. It comes, at first it wasn't there, then it comes, then it stops. Oh, not as forever, but it's not forever at all. It will end. Yes, a lot of things of you are going to change. And you will, there will no more be an issue. And you will no more have a chance to prove to God that you love him to the extent that you will keep yourself from certain things. Yeah, it will not be an issue. Because one, as the Bible says, flee youthful lust, not flee lust. There are some desires that are only there because of your youth. It's only youthful. When you are older, you see, you look at this, it's like, what are people dying for? Why are they running? Why are they rushing? It's youthful lust, not lust, youthful lust. So, you must have your vision to be like John the Baptist. No drink, no wine, no strong drink. Nobody here should touch alcohol. Yes, don't drink at all. Beer, Guinness, wine, whiskey, schnapps, gin, brandy, vodka. No, 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 no. No. Cut it out of your life. Cut it out of your life. You shall be great. God has a plan for you. You shall be great. God has a plan for you. Yes. Both John the Baptist and Mary were abstaining from things. And it was very connected to whom they were. So, tonight marks the last, if whatever you did up to today, it's over. It is over in Jesus' name. Now, listen. When you are an old lady or old man without feelings, and you start holding a microphone and start rebuking people, those of you who are fornicating, be very careful. God is going to take you. Meanwhile, all your organs are on permanent suspension. When they were working, you couldn't control them. Now that Ogbo, that you are now coming to control people and rebuke people. Huh? The hydraulics are no more working now that your preaching has come. No! What you are going to preach, this is the only time when you are a young person that you have a chance to prove it. When later on you will see, John Wesley, when he was old, they brought it, a lady came to pass. He made a comment in one of the biographies. He made a comment, what is the use of all this? Is it that passing in front of us? It has no effect. It is powerless. John Wesley was about almost 90. Look at it. So it's not about becoming an old lady with a mama coming with your glasses and then you are now coming to preach holiness. When you were young, you were doing acrobatics, aerobics, and gymnastics. You never control yourself. Hey! And now you want to come and frighten young people with warnings and curses. But when it was your turn, you were the wildest, delicious girl at Legon. From today, I declare you having the John the Baptist anointing on your life. Neither strong drink nor wine. Yes. Yeah. You know, do you know why God wants you to be away from some of these things? Do you know why? Shall I tell you the real reason why? Are you sure you want to know? I'll tell you, it's free. You see, all these things have a power when they are strong in your life. So you can't obey the scripture when the Bible says, be sober or be vigilant. You can't, because something else is controlling you. Yeah. All the things. That's why the Bible says, don't give your strength to that which destroys kings, or your strength to women. You see? So, if you are used to that, a time will come when that is what will control you. So you see that you are no more thinking straight. You see that you look. So, do you see that passing by? And suddenly, you are looking for something. Don't give your strength to women. It's your strength. Your strength. Yes. Your strength. Your strength to alcohol. Shh. Listen, oh, it's not a joke. Oh. You know, one day I was advising somebody. I said, if you continue this, you can't even marry. But anybody you marry, you will always go outside. You must be able to say, I've been for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't done anything. Yes. That's what the qualification of John the Baptist. If you joke with it, it has a power. That's the reason. You see, it's like the gods. He said, kill all these people, because when you leave them, they will have a certain control over your life. Yes. So if you like boys, you see that you may not marry. If you like, look at very beautiful girls, they often don't marry. They're super beautiful, super mega beauties. You see that they are not marrying, because super mega, you see that it's bizarre at a point. Yes. So in your life, make sure you are free from influences. Yes. Something cannot control you. Cannot take over your thinking and guide you. That's when you are great. You are independent. You are free. Nobody can say anything about you. Yes. Are you still around? Sit down. Now, Luke 1:15. He shall be great in the sight of the Lord and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. This is one of the reasons why John the Baptist is great, or the second reason. He will turn many people to the Lord their God. This is a great person in the sight of God. It says he shall be great in the sight of God, because he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. That's a great person. Look, I am a doctor. I've seen people from birth in the hospital when they are born to living normally to dying. I've seen, there's no stage my eyes have not scrutinized very closely, to being in the mortuary, to being embalmed, to being dissected as a postmortem, to being put in a grave, to being dissolved in a grave. I've seen all. I've seen all. I've seen graves that have been there 20 years, 30 years. There's nothing. Greatness. In a matter of a short time, all of us will not be around. So greatness will be in relation to God. Oh, yes. Whatever you are in relation to God. And he says, he shall turn many people to God. That makes John the Baptist great, and you'll be greater than John the Baptist. Don't say to yourself, I am a businessman. I work at a Ministry of Justice. And therefore, it does not include me. It includes you. The people in the Bible, you have hardly anybody in what we call full-time ministry today, what you are calling full-time. There's hardly anybody in the Bible like that. Either Abraham was a businessman, Isaac was into irrigation. Isaac was into irrigation. Yes. That's why he was, one of the reasons why he was so great. He was into irrigation, inventions. Instead of waiting for rain, he was into irrigation. Yes. These people were businessmen. They were called servants of God. Your greatness consists in how God has been able to use you to turn people to God. So, in the year 2017, don't take it lightly. I can preach, but some of you can pray. Some of you can pay. Some of you can support. Some of you can go yourselves. But you'll be great. I'm showing you the keys. I'm showing you the keys to greatness. He shall be great. He shall turn many of the children of Israel, turn them around to God. Five days ago, I met somebody and she told me, my son's attitude towards her father, his father, and towards me has changed radically because he listens to you on the radio every morning when he's going to school. He doesn't come here, but his attitude towards us, towards his father and towards me has changed. She was thanking me. She said, because he listens in the morning when he's going to school. He shall turn many. Instead of being a hater of fathers and a hater of your father, you'll be turned towards God. So, I would like to be remembered as somebody who turned people towards God, to serve God, to love God, to believe in God, to give to God, to support God. And you too, as all the children that God has given to me, I tell you, your greatness is linked inexorably to this particular point. Your ability to join us, to turn people towards God, one way or another. Never be a bystander, a watcher, an observer. No. God has greater things for you. Greatness is from God. It's too powerful. It's from God. And God has greatness in store for you. Me, just believe it. Just believe it. I didn't say understand it. I said believe it. Amen. Are you still around? The third reason and key that John the Baptist is going to make John the Baptist great is right there. It says, He shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. The greatness of John the Baptist is also in his ability to operate in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Yes. Are you there? Amen. Can you operate in the spirit and the power of a father? Many people see a father or a powerful anointing in front of them, but they are not able to tap into it. Yeah. They are not able to tap into it. And they are not able to walk in big powers. You see, anointing is like money. Money rarely moves out of families. Money rarely moves out of families. When there's a family and they have money, the family stays with money, usually. So you see somebody who come from another family. It takes something to grow up and break into that family's wealth. Yes. It's not easy to be an outsider and suddenly benefit from the monies in Bill Gates' family. You may be a Ghanaian who has come to Seattle to work, but it's not that easy. I don't know what are the rich families in Ghana. Blemieses and I don't know what their names are. But it's not easy to break in to it. Is it not true? Yes. If you take the Ewes, there are some big names, Ewe names we have in Ghana. Those from the south. Tamaklos, Zomelos, Chikates, Rollinses, what is the name? Chief, there was a Chief Justice, Apalu. These are big names in Ghana. It's not easy to join that group. You may be from a Hohoi, you are called a Samoa or something, but it's not easy to join these people. Yes. Are you listening to me? Yeah. That's how anointing is. Power for ministry is in certain spiritual families. And it's not easy to break into. So to be able to tap into the power that is upon a commission or a ministry is a very great thing. You see, I came from far from Ghana. And I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to go and tap into the grace that was working there. That's a big power. It's not easy to do that. Most people can't do that. You would have thought that if you see an anointed person, you by all means carry the anointing. But it's not so. Philippians chapter 1 verse 7. In Philippians chapter 1 verse 7, look at what something that Paul said. He said, "As it is meet for me to think of you like this, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in defense in the confirmation of the gospel." Notice the last line. He says, "You are all partakers of my grace." The grace that is on my life. You are partakers of my grace. But why is it that not everybody enjoys the grace? Galatians chapter 2 verse 21. Galatians chapter 2. Look at Galatians. He says, "I do not frustrate the grace of God." You see, some people, instead of receiving the grace and flowing in the grace, he says, they frustrate the grace of God that is there. They make it difficult for the grace of God that is working to work in their lives. And John the Baptist did not frustrate the grace that was available. Sometimes I look around, because there is a grace here. If there was no grace, we wouldn't be sitting here today. Thousands of us are here this evening. There's no signboard here. There's no light to this place. Even on the road, there's no light. And there's no advert. I actually told my bishops, nobody should make any advert or billboard. No. Yeah. I do not frustrate. There must be a grace also for prosperity, otherwise we wouldn't be here. Because we are here without debts. You'll be without debt. So this grace is for you. And John the Baptist saw into the grace that was on Elijah. And he was able to just flow in it. He flowed in it. People began to compare his ministry with John the, with Elijah. Easy. You can compare. He said, you know, he rebuked a woman, Herod's wife. And then Elijah also took on Jezebel. Remember? They all wore panties to preach. Do you remember the ministries? You could somehow see see the similarity. They all ate strange things in the desert. This one was eating locusts. This one was eating worms or whatever. Both of their ministries were ended through these wicked women. The ministry had a similar ending. So people couldn't struggle to see the grace. I didn't struggle to see the grace. Some of you people struggle to see the grace. When they look at you, they say, where do you come from? Which house do you come from? And they are not able to see the grace on you. But from 2017, they will see the grace of God on your life. And that's one of the great things about John the Baptist. He was able to tap into the grace. Yeah, that came from Elijah. Straight. He will walk in the spirit and the power of Elijah. The spirit and the power. 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 The spirit and the power of Elijah. Yes, that will be your testimony. I am walking in the spirit and the power of Hagin. Oh, yes. And Fred Price and so many of these. And if I wasn't, I couldn't be sitting here with millions of books in print and churches. If there was no grace, we wouldn't be standing here today. Yes. I was talking to a politician the other day, and he was saying, you know, why is it that sometimes we criticize, we say certain things about certain. I told him that, first of all, it's not his duty to tell me what to preach. That's the first point. You don't have to tell a pastor what to preach. You don't know anything about it. That's why you are a politician and I'm a preacher. That's the first point. And the second point is that I am also a leader. Been leading an organization for some years. And it's one of the largest organizations. Then suddenly, a person was with said, I must confess. I said, you must confess what? She said, I must confess. We have done a research on your church. Yes. We did research on your church. We found it's the largest, biggest, widespread. And we have studied your systems. Yes, in the university. Yeah, so she even took over the discussion. I said, okay. Yeah. It's a grace. You are receiving the grace to build your own house in Jesus' name. Galatians 2:21, I do not frustrate the grace of God. I don't struggle with it. 1 Corinthians 15, look at verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15, look at verse 10. He said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed on me, was not in vain. You see, in the case of John the Baptist, it was not in vain. It was not in vain. He had a total ministry in his context. Thousands of years after Elijah, he was flowing in the anointing. And it was working for him. Whatever John the Baptist could achieve, he achieved. Whatever God has used us to be able to do, God is going to use you to do more. In the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe what I'm saying? The grace of God should not be in vain and will not be in vain from today. The grace of God to build churches. There's an anointing to build churches. Different. As I'm standing, I'm building in countries. Countries, nations. I'm built project, not Ghana. Not Ghana. You won't even see it in Ghana. It will be hidden from your eyes till you go there. Yes. It's not in vain. The anointing, the mantle that came on me in Suhum in 1988. From today, you can teach. It's not been in vain. And it's not been in vain in your life as well. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Wow. Are you excited about? Lift your hands and pray for a moment. Everybody standing. Greatness. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. Hallelujah. You may be seated. And the last point for this segment about the greatness of John the Baptist is that he shall turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Amen. And the hearts of the fathers to the children. Hearts of the fathers to the children. And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Amen. Now, why does that make you great? In Matthew 5, verse 19, it says, whosoever shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom. So, when you teach certain things, you become great. So our greatness, we can't even see how what is making us great. But many things are making us great. Amen? So as I'm here turning the hearts of children towards their fathers, it makes me great. Yes. When I preach to you, like your father. Those who hate your father, you like him. If you don't like your father, you are not a member of this church. You have to like your father. Hey. Rarely will I be close to you and you will not turn that stupid behavior of disliking your father and speaking nonsense about your father. Because you only know part of the story. Warped one side. But when you know the word of God, you will like your father's. Yes. You see some political parties insulting the fathers who founded, shouting at them and insulting them. It brings you shame. Huh? You know some parties like that? A name begins with N. All right. What a blessing. How many are going to participate in the wonderful greatness that God is bringing us? Now, these are not just magical things, but they are things that are real. Yeah. Blessings make people great. Amen. So now what we are going to do is it's getting to midnight. We are going to receive our last offering to end 2016. So that we can move on. We can move on. Now listen, let me say something about giving. When you sit down with a slim person, I've had dinner with many people, slim and fat. They are two different experiences. One day I went to a certain country and a certain fat big brother went to dish himself some food. And when he came, honestly, I was with Bishop Saki and I conferred with him. He said, no, it's too bad. It's too much. It's too bad. We discussed it and we said, no. We had to call him after to discuss with him that it's too much. Now, when you sit at the table, listen, oh, are you still listening?
Yes.
With a slim person, the person will say, I don't like this. I don't like this. What is this? I don't eat this. I don't eat this. I don't eat this. I don't. That person is small. All small people are like that. And all big people, when you see them eating, you know that, yes. They like everything. Now, listen, oh, listen. You are asking, why am I saying what I'm saying? All people who are blessed by God with prosperity are givers. When they are giving, you see them giving in a particular way. And all those who don't, not only from today, but for the future, are also a certain way with money. Yes, it's just like with the food. Those who are a certain size, small ones, I don't eat. I don't want to do sugar. I don't like this. I don't want that. They don't. All big ones. Do you have more of this? Do you have more of this? They are not allergic to anything. There's nothing. They eat pork. They eat fish. They eat crocodiles. Oh yes, bring it. Bring more animals. More animals should come. Those who prosper, they are a particular way when it comes to giving. Learn it as a student. Learn it as a student. Learn it as a nobody. Learn it as a person who does not have a car. I know some of you have cars. And more people are having. First love, when we started, no one had a car, but now more cars are coming. Your car is very nice in the church. Your car is nice in the church.
My car is very nice.
Wow. Now, I want you to join the givers. And I want you to be a giver. Look, everybody says he gives, so, but I'll tell you, it's also what I've watched. That's why if I'm giving, I don't consult anybody. Not even my wife. My wife does not know what I give. No. I learned long ago not to consult. When you ask anybody, not only wife, friends, pastors, others, should we give this? Usually the amount goes lower. Or in the end, you may not give at all. I've learned not to ask anybody when I want to give. I just give. And I don't discuss, I don't talk, I don't disclose. Yes, it has freed me to give freely. Oh, yes. If you like, try it. Like you're going to take, maybe you have 50 CDs, you know, or a bundle. And you should I put the whole one and you ask somebody, you ask the person, and say, oh, you can just put some in. It's okay. You can just put some in. They will just give you some advice like that. No, they are not Satan, but you will not give again. I've learned not to discuss with. At first, I used to discuss. It affected me. I was changing my levels. Everybody you ask, do you give? They will all say, I do, but I want you to know that. Even those who are fat, they say, do you eat? So, no, I don't eat in the afternoon. I don't eat in the evening. I eat only once a day. I don't even poo poo again. It's not coming. Is it not true?
Yes.
Yeah. And that is how it is with people who are giving. They do not give. Those who don't prosper, they don't give much. It's very, very low. All right? So today, I want you to decide you are moving out of this consultation type of giving. Amen. To freely giving. Because it is something that is going to open the windows of heaven for you. Now, just as it has never occurred to you to give certain amounts to God, it has also never occurred to certain people for them to give you certain things. Oh, yes. Why has it not occurred to the person? Although the person is sitting there and the person can give. It doesn't occur to the person. For the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. So, allow God to speak to you freely and learn how to give. And God is going to bless you mightily. Amen. Everybody take out your last opportunity to never happen again till you die. An offering in 2016. You are left with about 20 minutes. And the year is over. How many can sense greatness is coming into your life? Yes. Anyone who was here, when Joshua came from London, I told him, come and start a church here in the sunshine. And he was here, under there. It was called Sunshine Church. Yes. And they were here. They were here every Sunday. They had a canopy, small one. And gradually, 6 people, 5, 10, 20, then it grew. You know? God is going to bless. Small, small like that, you see, it will become fantastic. So take it out. Take out your offering, your last possible offering. And we are going to be blessed. Lift it up high. Jesus, thanks for delivering us from being part of those who don't give much and therefore don't prosper much. Thank you for delivering us from this type of consultation giving that never leads to giving properly. Thank you for the blessing of giving today in Jesus' name. Amen. Ashes, receive the offering.
I love speaking in tongues every day. When I speak in tongues, my spirit prays. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Speak in tongues, charged like a battery, you will be strong. You will be strong. Shaba yaba kada baba kabaraba, speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. Shaba yaba kada baba kabaraba, speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. You will be strong. Speak in tongues every day. No one knows how to pray how you ought. The Holy Spirit, He gives you utterance. He leads your spirit in supernatural prayer. That's the best kind of prayer. You will be strong. You will be strong. Shaba yaba kada baba kabaraba, speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. Shaba yaba kada baba kabaraba, speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. You will be strong. I can pray with understanding. speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. Shabayabakana mama kabara, we speak in tongues. Yeah, we speak in tongues. You will be strong. Shabayabakana mama kabara, we speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. We speak in tongues, and you will be strong. Shaba yabakana mama kabara, we speak in tongues, yeah. We speak in tongues, we speak in tongues. Shaba yabakana mama kabara, we speak in tongues, we speak in tongues.
Show me how to love you
So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deeply. Lord, show me how to love you more. I don't want to serve without loving you. I'll keep loving you more, and I will keep loving you until the end. One day take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deep. Lord, show me how to love you more. I don't want to serve without loving you.
Let's all stand to our feet.
Lord, show me how to love you more.
Lift your hands and tell him, take my life in 2017.
Take my life. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee.
Lift your hand, we are entering 2017.
To love you, Lord.
We are entering a new year.
It's a great command.
Take my life, Jesus.
Lord, I want to love you.
Take my life in 2017.
Show me how to love you, Lord.
Take my life. Take my life.
So without loving you,
Jesus. Jesus.
Take my life.
Jesus.
And let.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Consecrate
a Lord to me. 2017. It's midnight. We are crossing it. Cross in the name of Jesus. Surrender your life to him. What does 2017 hold? Something good. Better things. Take my life. I want to love you more. I want to serve you better. I want to love you deeply.
My job is better. Consecrated, Lord, to thee.
Thank you.
All my days I give to you. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more. I fall in love with you so deeply. Show me how to love.
Lift your hands. Father, we thank you. We enter the new year in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you. We lift our hands in surrender to you, Lord. Take our lives. We belong to you, Lord. We belong not to the devil, not to his plans for us, but we are in your hands, O God. We surrender our lives to you, our future, our days. Thank you that 2017 It's a good year. A year of greatness. As far as you are concerned, Lord. Thank you for your blessing for everyone as we cross into this new year. We thank you that we have entered by the name of Jesus. And we are blessed in this new year in the name of Jesus. It is a good year in the name of Jesus. It's a year of your blessings and your greatness. Whatever we couldn't see last year, we shall see it this year. Give the Lord a shout and a clap for him. Following you all through. Jesus, thank you. To love you, Lord, is a great command. We shall do it, Lord. Happy New Year and a blessed New Year.
So take my life and let it be.
Yes.
Consecrated, Lord.
Consecrated, Lord, to thee.
I give to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
To love.
Lift your hands.
Lord,
to love you, Lord.
It's
a great command. Thank you.
Lord, I want to
love you more.
Fall in love with you so deeply. Show me how to love.
This year, God will show you how to love him more. This year, God will show you how to go deeper into him. This year, God will show you the true path to true greatness. This year, God will confirm that you are the brother of Jesus Christ. This year, God will confirm that you are even greater than John the Baptist. This year, whatever made you fall in 2016 will be powerless in your life in 2017. Whatever destroyed you in 2016 is cursed today in the name of Jesus. The stumbling block of your life, I said the stumbling block of your life is removed. I see a block that made you trip last year. God has taken that block out of your way. You will never fall by that thing again. You will not trip by it again. You will not fall by it again. The blessing of the Lord is on your life in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for you have done great things in our lives. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. And you may be seated. Happy New Year. Tell somebody, blessed New Year with many great things. A greatness-filled New Year. Greatness-filled New Year. Wow. The house you couldn't build last year, you build it this year. The car you couldn't lay hands on last year, you are laying hands on it this year. The beloved you couldn't see last year, you will see him this year. The beloved that didn't mind you last year will mind you this year. The promotion you couldn't get last year is coming like a bullet in your direction. Whatever made you fall last year, God has taken it away from your path. Your path is smoother this year than it was last year. Every crooked way is made straight by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every wicked thing that tormented you last year, its power is finished this year. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Please take your seats. You know, I saw a stumbling block. You know, there is something like it made you go down. But that thing has been identified. And that thing has been removed from your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sit down. Now, as you know, today is already Sunday. And church begins in a few hours again. But before we close and go home and come back for church, we are church people. Oh. Tell your neighbor, me, I'm a church person. I don't know who you are, but me, I'm a church person. I want to show you the key that I left out for John the Baptist. And that is in the same verse, Luke 1, verse 15. This is the master. What were the keys I gave you for John the Baptist's greatness? Number one was what? He will abstain from strong drink and wine. All similar things in your life. From this year, you start to say by then, for 1 year, I've never done this before. I've never done this. I've never done this. I don't do this. I don't do this. For so many years, 1 year, 2 years, starting, you can start everything. Even your virginity can be rejuvenated from this year. For 1 year, you are 1 year virgin. Wow. It's a credential. Do you accept it? Yes. God is great, oh. What's the second thing that made John the Baptist very great? He turned many to the knowledge of God. How many are going to turn many to the knowledge of God? Yes. Number three, he walked in the spirit and the power of Elijah. He was able to walk in a grace that somebody had before he came. You see, which I'm seeing that it makes him great because people are not able to tap into the grace that is on people's lives. You see the person with the grace, but people are not able to tap into it. Yeah. And they're receiving grace in vain. It doesn't help them. They are near the grace. It doesn't help them. They frustrate the grace of God. The next one was what? They turn the hearts of children to the fathers, and fathers to the children. Yeah. It's a great thing. And I'll always be turning fathers, children to fathers and fathers to children. Yeah. If you don't like your father, see me after church. Amen. Now, the last point, and I left it because it's leading us into the next session, which is verse 15. He shall be great in the sight of the Lord and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. Okay? And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And he's the only person we ever heard of who was filled from the womb. So tonight, you see why people are great. It's the Holy Spirit. Yes. You see, I'm the best example of somebody whom the Holy Spirit has used that people in their assessment would not choose me. Yeah. Because I was never chosen for anything. never chosen to be a class prefect. And I'm sure some of you have been at least a class prefect before. Class 1 to 6 and then from 1 to whatever. Didn't you get any post at all? What were you? Class prefect. Bellboy, entertainers rep, dispensary prefect. Something at least. Blackboard monitor. But I was never chosen. Ewo indeed. And even when I was in the Christian group, they never chose me. Yeah. Scripture Union. I was in SU. They had a standard, I think, 7-member executive. So when I was going to sixth form, and I should have been made into an executive member, I was not. And then they created a new position called Prayer Secretary West. West. Prayer Secretary for West. It's like South Sudan. Wow. Then I joined a group called Calvary Road. I was part of their group when they were going to Nigeria to record that album. Take up your cross, follow me, deny. They left me. They left me behind. I did not make the selection. When they were choosing executive members, I was never chosen to be in the executive. I was never chosen to be in the executive. You get it? These are very dangerous things. So these are rockets and missiles. If it goes in the wrong direction, it's very dangerous. Anyway, so some of you were chosen. I was in Achimota School from 1 to upper 6. I was never made a prefect, assistant, nothing, even though I wanted to be. Yes. So the Holy Spirit on my life. Look at me here. The songs Ida is singing, I wrote them. She sings my songs. Yeah. But when Calvary Road were going to Nigeria to record their music, I was left behind. Yes. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. So, the Holy Spirit is the person, is the one who makes the difference in your life. In 1 Samuel, in chapter 10, he says, Saul was changed into another man when the Holy Spirit came on him. That's why Jesus told Peter, and they were afraid, they were so afraid, they were hiding. But when the Holy Spirit came, they changed. When the Holy Spirit is on you, you change. You really, really change. There are people who know me from secondary school. When they see me, they can't relate with me. So you were very quiet in school. You were very quiet, quiet guy. Just keeping to yourself, eating your sandwiches. Wow. Are you still listening to me? The Holy Spirit changes you. So today, the Holy Spirit is the one you need. And I want you to believe in that. And all my first love children, you are great, 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 great children. And now, I'm going to lay hands on all of you. Now, the quality of your life depends on the quality of hands that have been laid on you. Yes. The type of hands that have laid hands on you or touched you. I don't joke with physical contact. Yes. So, you must believe as we come to this section of our service that as hands are laid on you and we anoint you with oil, he says, he shall be great. And the Spirit of the Lord shall be on him from his womb. So, no matter your sins, how many feel sinful sometimes? Like if I send you home and come, by the time you come, you see that you are feeling bad. But by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when I watch myself, a Healing Jesus documentary or some of the things, I just marvel. Because I feel detached. You know, whenever I come from a crusade, I don't feel happy, per se. I don't feel great. I don't feel anything. I feel maybe tired or hungry, but I don't feel like happy or great or no at all. There's nothing. There's no good feeling. Yeah. It's nothing. Because it's God who is working. Yes. So God is going to work in your life. Now in 2017, supernatural things are going to happen to you. Sit down. One day I was in the office in Kolegono and the phone rang. That time we were using phone lines. When we answered, it was a call from South America. A man I didn't know. And he said, I am inviting you to come to South America to come and preach. I thought he was joking. I said, are you serious? He said, I'm serious. I want you to come. That was the time we had landlines. I think there's no more now, landlines. And he invited me. I don't know why. And he paid for my ticket to come here to do this, to do that. And he bought tickets for me to fly to almost every country in the whole continent of South America every year for several years. When you come and I'm flying you to Argentina. There's a big church waiting for you there. I'm flying you to Colombia. I'm flying you to Bolivia. I'm flying you to different nations. Brazil. Different. Paraguay. Different places. In the coming year, people that you don't know why will like you and choose you. Sit down. That's the first prophecy. One day, I had been married for 10 years, and I received an invitation to come to Southeast Asia. I remember because on the day that I was flying out, it was our 10th anniversary, and I gave my wife a new ring on the plane. I turned to her and I said, happy anniversary, and I gave her a new ring on the plane. The flight was after midnight, and that was exactly our anniversary. Yeah. A bit of A1ism here and there. Now listen, are you still around? When I got to Southeast Asia, I asked the man who picked me, because he was picking me from the airport, took me to a fantastic hotel, and had bought another ticket to fly to an island. I didn't know even we were going there. We flew there. When we arrived, we went into a ship to have lunch. A ship that was on the ground. I mean, on the shore. Yeah. In the coming year, things you haven't seen before and you haven't expected will come your way. In the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Two days ago, I was discussing with somebody, and he told me about someone who was reading my book in a country far away. And I said, I never thought that somebody would be reading my book. This was an American in far away country. I never thought I'll write a book and people far away would be reading my book. Dag, I've written a book from Collegonum. It's a miracle. Yes. Are you with me? In the coming year, fruits that you've never thought you will bear, you will bear them in Jesus' name. Sit down. Some of you, you come from homes where your marriage, you should never have a good marriage. Because where you are coming from is not like you didn't learn good things there. You even develop certain traits. Some of you are about to become the same thing. But by the power of the anointing, you are being turned into another man. People are going to start asking you certain questions to explain where you know what you know from. Marriage will be easy for you in 2017. Everybody say easy.
Easy.
Say easy.
Easy.
Do you believe in such things? Yes. Because I'm about to lay hands on you and anoint you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Sit down. If you think it's beauty that we use to marry, then see me on Saturday. I will show you every Saturday. Every Saturday. It's not beauty. Something else. Amen. Do you believe what I'm saying? So, God is going to bless you greatly in 2017. Last year, Bishop Oyedepo came to Ghana. And he said, I must have come here for a reason. Because of somebody or something. And I said to myself as I was sitting there, I'm the one he's talking about, but he doesn't know. This year, people are going to come just because of you. And you'll be blessed just because of you in the name of Jesus. Just because of you. Just because of you. Do you believe such things? Yeah. Sit down, please. Thank you for standing up. If you want a quieter church, I can show you some more quieter. Ask your neighbor, is it disturbing you in any way? Am I disturbing you anyway? We are going to close very soon, but personally, I believe that the Holy Spirit is the one who does everything. The longer you stay, you stop giving reasons for things. You know, Catherine Kuma, at first, when she started healing ministry, she explained that at a point she stopped explaining. Why this one is healed? Why this one? Look, the Holy Spirit, I don't know any other reason. The Holy Spirit, I don't know any more reasons why. After you have walked with God for some time, you'll be sure that it's only the Holy Spirit. So young man, young lady, I prophesy to you by the power of the anointing, not by might, not by power, but by the mighty Holy Spirit of God. You are going to accomplish great things.
Amen.
And do things that you never thought you could do. In Jesus' name. Sit down. This section is cooler than this side. What is here that is not here? An angel? These people believe that there's an angel on this side. It's possible. It's possible. Wonderful. Now, when I pray for you, God is going to bless your life. Why am I saying all this? Because I want you to have faith. Because the Bible says, Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. Now, there are a lot of people here, so it's going to be very fast. So as it's fast, you must still believe. You know, in my interaction with Bishop Oyedepo, he's somebody that I admire. In my interaction with him, you know, at the last moment, I was with him in the room alone with somebody. And then he prayed for us. But I got blessed on the stage. Because when, at a point, he held my hand and I also held his hand. Yes. So actually, I said, this is it. This is it. And I held his hand for almost 5 minutes. Yes. And after that, I was ready to leave the stadium. Yes. I believe it. So, brothers and sisters, it's not about believing it in a particular way, even a handshake. When I was in Zimbabwe, I forget which town. When I arrived, the pastors were standing by the stage. As I laid hands, as I shook it, they were falling down. I laid hands and fall down. They were there to greet me. When I shook it down. 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 It will be happening in your ministry. So it's not about traditional laying on of hands in any way. But once your head or whatever is touched, that's it. Amen. Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Is it powerful? Sit down. When we finish this, we've closed. So, because we have to go home and then come in the morning. Because we are going to have a very powerful service. Our Covenant Sunday service. Covenant Sunday. Covenant Sunday is the first Sunday we make a covenant with the Lord. It's already, today is already Sunday. So, before we proceed from here, we are going to do one more thing. Which is to take our first offering in 2017. Now listen, you are here. We don't worry you for money. All the things here, you don't even pay for it. You didn't pay. You know you didn't pay. I don't want to mention the price of things. It's not decent. It's like, oh, somebody comes to your house, he uses toilet. So the toilet paper cost this. The soap cost this. This cost this. The water you have used, it's not nice. So as you've come to church, I don't want to say this caused this, this caused this. No, it's not nice. So there are many things you are not. And I told you that even the heat. So one day you come and see that you look up and see that something is coming down. Say, hey. It's a sign that your whole house will be air conditioned too. In Jesus' name. So now, before we take this offering, can you remember an illustration I gave you before we took the last offering? That there are two types of people. If you sit at a table with them, the slim and the what? Orobo. The big ones. The slim one will be doing what? I'm allergic to this. I don't like. And the big one will be doing what? Everything is okay here. We are blessed. What is your struggle about? Bring more yam, more rice, more fufu. Do you have a banku? Any animal I eat? Crocodile, yes. Warthog, yes. Antelope, I like. There are two types of people when it comes to giving. Prosperous, non-prosperous. How are the prosperous like? Counting a lot. Funny ways. Yes. And you see such people also send their money to other things. Since I found tithing in secondary school, I've been paying tithes for 30 years and more to the church. So friends, God bless you as you give again. So take out your first offering in 2017. And your last offering for this service. Amen. Why are we taking an offering? So that you can help to pay for plenty of things that you are not paying for. Wow. I'm standing here to watch your offering. Take it out. I'm here for inspection. Hey. Are you enjoying the chairs you are sitting on? Did you buy it? Did somebody ask you for money for it? You're just sitting on it, isn't it? What a blessing. Welcome from Uganda. I see some people here from Uganda. Kampala. Amazing. Your year of greatness. Lift it up quickly. Stars on stage. No. Offering up first. Offering. Father, thank you for giving us this seed. In 2017, we are delivered from poverty. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ashes, receive. Ashes, receive the offering.
Church, and I believe I really love the Lord. But there was a day I went to church, and the preacher spoke to me. He said, Jesus said, if you love me, give my words, my commands, listen to my voice. Jesus really needs to know how deep is your love. That a man should give his life for you. Do you love the Lord like he loves you? Do you really want to do his will? What will you give in return for his love? Will you yield and obey or just walk away? Jesus really needs to know.
Deep. not harden your heart. Do not turn away. Jesus really needs to know how deep is your love.
Deep is your love. How deep is your love? He really needs to know that you're willing to surrender all of your life. Do his will and his command. That's the least that you can do. Da da da.
Hallelujah. All right. So now what we are going to do next is we are going to lay hands on everybody. And it's a very spiritual time, so the worship people can come on stage. So I don't know, where are we going to start from? Middle or side? All right. It's not a democratic church. There's no democracy here. All right. And it's a powerful time. We are going to start from that side. So when I pray for you, please go back to your seat. Then at a point, I will dismiss everybody so that you can, as soon as we are prayed for, then we can leave. I'll pray for and then we close. Do you understand? Before I finish praying for everybody. Do you understand? Yeah, just to save time. But it's a blessing. Are you glad you are here? How many would like to be in a nightclub? Some beer. One boy is finished with you, then he'll toss you to another guy. Hey! By the time you finish the night, you have a cocktail. Hey, you will never be found there again. Anyone who goes to a nightclub after here, I don't want to say something, so let me just say that. Don't make that mistake. You cannot. Tell somebody you cannot. It cannot work. Amen. Stand to your feet. Congratulate your neighbor and tell your neighbor, greatness, I see it all over you. Amen. I need oil. Okay. Now, just one touch. That's all you need. And just believe. Shh. And believe. Don't go home without hands being, of course, if you are not a spiritual person, you can go if you want. But I believe everybody here is quite spiritual. And remember that this morning at 11 we will start, but it's 10:30, by 11 we start. And it's just a short service. 11 to by 1, I'm sure we'll be ending. Amen.
Amen.
Now, that's Covenant Sunday. And I hear they wear white on Covenant Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever color, you know. Sometimes we give different colors. I hear today they said jeans. But I don't have jeans, so I couldn't wear jeans. I don't have even one pair of jeans. So I'm now going to look for some. After church, now I'm going to look for. So, God is changing your life. Some time ago, you would have been looking for a dress to show many things to many people. But now look at you. You are in the church looking for white to wear on Sunday. Oh, clap for Jesus. All right.
Anointing.
Let them come.
Fall on me.
They go this way, right?
Anointing. Fall on me. Let the power of
okay.
Holy Ghost.
Stand here.
Fall
stand
on
right
me.
Here. I've just been reminded about something important. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. If you are here today, you are not a born-again Christian. You will go to hell and burn there forever if you are not born again. If you are here tonight, maybe somebody invited you to church, but you are not born again. You don't know Jesus, but you want to know Jesus. Because when you know Jesus, you'll be changed, you'll be saved. If you are here like that, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Because you can't be great without Jesus. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. If you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, lift your right hand like this, and I'm going to pray with you before we close. Your right hand up high. Don't lift it up high. If you are not sure, then you should be up. I see so many hands. I see so many hands. You need to be born again today, and you need to be saved. What a good way to start the year, to give your life to Jesus. I need Jesus as my Savior. If you've lifted your hand like this, come to me in the front. Come here.
Come on to Jesus. Give
stand
him
right here.
Your life.
Let them come
today. Come on.
I want to give my life to Jesus today. Come to the front. Let them come. Let the prayer people go back, please.
His word.
God bless you. Come.
Come unto Jesus.
Come.
To Jesus.
Very important. Very important.
Give him your life. Give him your life today.
Come wow. So many people are giving their life to Jesus today.
To Jesus. Let him have his way. Let him. You come unto Jesus.
Come unto Jesus.
Give him your life.
Give him your life today.
Come unto Jesus.
Come unto Jesus.
Let him have his way.
Let him.
Lift your hands, all of you who have come to the front here, and say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I acknowledge that I am a sinner. From today, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Master. The master of my life from tonight is Jesus Christ. Wash away my sins. Oh Lord, I am a sinner. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. From tonight, from this morning, I dedicate my life to God to serve Jesus Christ and to serve God. Heavenly Father, please write my name in the book of life from today. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Now, look at me, all of you in front here. Look at me. This is your great opportunity that God is giving you today. There are so many people I've met who told me, I was there when you preached. I raised my hand. I came forward. I gave my life. And I'm changed. I can point them to you. This is your turn. and your chance. God has arrested you today. You would not have been here. Is it not true? It's not. It's true. You would not have been here. You maybe have been nightclub sleeping with somebody, doing something, but God has arrested you today. And this is your day for your miracle. Amen. Now, as God has brought you here, I don't know you. Do I know you? I don't know you. Suddenly I see you standing here. Huh? What about you? Do I know you? Suddenly you are here. It means God brought you. So, from today, this is your home. This is your what? Home. What do I mean by home? This is your spiritual home. Where you are being born is your home. You are being born again to know Jesus. So it's your spiritual home. Amen? So I want to encourage all of you who are standing in front here. Look at me. Look at me. It's happening. Today is the first day of 2017. This is what is happening. Your life is busy. I even forgot to invite you. It was my son who reminded me that I have not invited you to give your life to Jesus. If he had not done that, we would not even be praying with you now. God has really marked you out to love you. So tonight, this morning is a great morning for you. And all of you here are marked out for greatness as well. And the first sign of this greatness is going to be this morning when you come for the service. We are going to meet with you. But give me, this morning, we are coming at 11. By 10:30, 11, we are here. This book normally is sold for 40 CDs. I'm giving you one free as a gift. Amen. Give them. What does it say? How to be born again and avoid hell. Do you want to avoid hell? What is your name? Sandra. Do you want to avoid hell? Take it. In Jesus' name, you never go to hell. Wow. Now, we are going to go back to our seats. And then, this morning, 11 o'clock, because that's how I'll know that you are serious. When you come at 11, for the 11 o'clock service. 10:30. You have in your mind 10:30, so that by 11 you are here. 10:30. Then I'll meet with you after. Myself. If you don't see me, don't go. What do you think? Is it a deal? Me and you. What do you think? You are called 2017 Greatness Group, GG. So when you come, you tell them you are in 2017 Greatness Group. This is the corner here. I'll meet you there. If you don't see me and you see another pastor, don't go. Tell them that you want to see the bishop himself. Otherwise, you will never leave. Okay? Is it a deal? Father, bless these ones who have come to give their lives to you today. Let them never be the same again. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Wow.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.
Into World Cup levels. He is a very serious, seriously great person. Are you there? So, greatness is something that God believes in. Then, in Luke 22, we see something in verse 26. But you shall not be so. He that is greatest among you, let him.
My days I give to thee, to love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you. So, Lord, show me how to love you more.
the sun.